Very good. We'll move to item number 9, Lake Albert Waterfall Refuge. I believe we will have Jackie Ermer joining us virtually as well.
Yes, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. I think I'll share my screen here. That working?
Not seen it yet.
About now.
It is thinking. Stand by. And we see it. Go ahead.
All right. Again, my name is Jackie Ermer. I'm the Northeast Regional Wildlife Supervisor for Game Fish and Parks. I apologize. I thought I had the super mom immune system, but all the crud going around apparently has caught up to me. So I apologize. Probably for my voice might be a little scratchy here. But I was just going to give you a brief updates or some background information on Lake Albert State Wildlife or Waterfowl Refuge in Grant County. Did want to share that we have three different types of state game refuges, and you can see them here on the screen. That the we have a state game bird refuge, which is a refuge with a closed season for all birds, and then we have a state game refuge. Which is refuge with closed season for all birds and animals. And then the one we'll be talking about here this afternoon is the State Waterfowl Refuge, and that's a refuge with closed seasons for all migratory waterfowl. And these are different than federal national wildlife refuges like Wabe National Wildlife Refuge and Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. Those are managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, where these state refuges are managed by Game Fish and Parks. Just some background information on Lake Albert and where it is. It was started actually in 1975 on a 3-year trial basis, a little bit more when they were when we were trying to establish Canada geese. It seems weird to even be thinking about that, you know, with the goose population nowadays. But this was started as a trial to see if we can get geese to use it to rest there, and then also to create a better hunting opportunity. Pass shooting was a very popular technique back then. And so they were trying to improve those conditions as well. It was actually agreed upon, and the landowners that had property in this refuge and others said, yep, that trial period was successful and it improved conditions. And so those landowners all signed agreements back in 1980, and then it was presented to the commission then and officially identified as a state waterfowl refuge. The refuge is about 840 acres. About 280 of those acres are water, Lake Albert itself, and the rest of the property within this refuge is all private property. It's located in Grant County again, and you can see Millbank is indicated on that map. So it's about 4 miles east of Millbank to give you a reference where this is. Several months ago already, actually, a landowner approached our local conservation officer about removing the refuge status. They had kind of they've had people wanting to waterfowl hunt on their property, and they hadn't been able to give them permission because it's in refuge status. So our conservation officer got together with all the other landowners within this refuge just to see where everybody was at with this. They all agreed that it definitely once served its purpose, but it is now they thought it was time to remove, and they requested that their refuge status be removed. They wanted to be able to give folks permission to waterfowl hunt on their property. Again, as I mentioned, the pass shooting used to be a very popular technique back in the day, but not so much anymore. You know, so the request is probably a little bit more for the field hunting out here, which they weren't able to provide. There isn't any public access to this refuge. You can kind of see on the map where Lake Albert, it's a larger open body of water with little to no emergent vegetation. So and then the private property all around it. The only possible public access would be up in the very northwest corner. There's maybe a small spot off of the road up there. Otherwise, it's all through private property. Because this is a bigger lake, open lake, a lot of the waterfowl, mostly geese, they'll use it for a very short time right before freeze up. But then they tend to go over to Big Stone Power Plant Waterfowl Refuge, which is 4 miles north, or they go to Big Stone Lake or even Lake Farley over there by Milbank. So they tend to use those areas more. And this has probably been going on here for the last 10, 15 years or more that the geese really are not using the Lake Albert Waterfowl Refuge anymore or as much. So at the request of those 8 landowners who have their private property within this refuge, the department recommendation is to modify the administrative rule to remove the Lake Albert Waterfowl Refuge altogether. So I think it's agenda number 9 in your book. I don't know if you wanted to, Chris wanted to pull that proposal up. I can stop sharing. So yeah, our proposed change is to remove this particular waterfowl refuge at the request of the landowners here. And we'd ask the commission to move forward with this recommendation and make it a proposal. And it would be finalized at the March meeting. If you all agree, with that, I can try to take any questions.
All right, thank you, Jackie. Any questions from the commission? Commissioner White.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Commissioner White. Say, would this be considered a meandering or non-meandering lake?
Thanks for the question. It is Lake Albert is actually considered a meandered lake.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Additional questions from the commission and/or comments? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. Jackie, are we thinking this will help the reduce the Canada goose population that's kind of been a problem up in that area?
Through the chair,
Yes,
it wouldn't, I would not see this having a substantial effect on the goose population, this particular waterfowl refuge, if it was removed. It does provide opportunity for hunters to use that area, definitely, but to have an overall big impact on the population, I don't see that in this particular area.
thank you.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? We do need an action to move this forward. As Jackie mentioned, finalization will take place in March. Should we move it forward, we'll have the opportunity to hear from the public on this.
Madam Chair, move it forward.
Moved by Commissioner Bartling to move forward. We did second by Commissioner Locken. Any comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor on moving the proposal forward signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the proposal will move forward with finalization in March. Thank you, Jackie, for your work on this and the information.
Thank you.